Now here is your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend and can settle back and give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we hope you can call and participate. That's very, very important, or at least listen anyway. We don't ask too much. And the number to join us here is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free at 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Sometimes we do get just a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but if you call soon, we will get you on as quickly as possible. So, again, 415-841-4134 or 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else before we run out of breath. And I also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And a podcast of this show should be available soon afterwards. With Debbie here, she'll just buckle down and do her best at kalw.org, along with some of our older shows as well. So, that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions. And here is the first. Jerry Nachman went to Alcatraz for the first time last week, and managed to escape from the guided tour, the first man to do so and live to tell about it. The first time, all these years.
I had a friend from out of town who, of course, had to see it.
Right.
I never had any interest. It was moderately interesting, I thought.
Did you see Al Capone's cell?
Are they still doing the regular tours, or is it all Ai Weiwei?
Well, you can take a guided self-tour, or you can... They don't have a guided tour, just the automatic, audio tour.
What was the most interesting thing?
The cell.
Yeah.
It's about the size of this desk,
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We're used to
for
it.
For two people. It's amazing.
Did you see the Ai Weiwei stuff?
The what?
Ai Weiwei stuff.
They have an installation of his work there.
No, I don't think
maybe,
so.
Is it still there?
It's there till April or something.
Okay, all right.
Maybe that's the part I missed. Okay, well.
Jerry was, too busy looking for the hot dog stand.
Well, they have quite a good souvenir shop.
All right.
I always head there first, of course.
Okay. And,
my introduction, Leah's introduction. Leah Garchik is prepared for Thanksgiving by going to see Birdman today. Gobble, gobble.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has been looking for a turkey to volunteer for his Thanksgiving table. Strangely enough, so far, no takers.
All right. So that is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. Who was the first woman on the cover of Business Week? It was 1954. Ooh. And you wouldn't know her by name. Her name, I'll tell you even, was Brownie Wise.
What a name.
Yeah.
Brownie Wise.
And she was known, she was on the cover because she was... had come up with a unique marketing methodology.
Layaway?
No. No good guess.
Yeah, that's
no.
Good. Is it something we'd all be familiar with, marketing?
Yeah, very much so.
So she wasn't the head of a company or anything?
She wasn't the head, but she was...
she invented a
major executive there at the company.
Oh, Avon.
No.
Tupperware.
Yes. Excellent.
I knew women had sort of started that company.
Well, she came up with the idea. Well, no, Tupperware existed, but she came up with the idea of having Tupperware parties.
Parties, right.
That's why, and that put them on the map.
All right.
So that's why she was on the cover. Very good, Dan.
Right, okay.
Okay.
All right, give us another question.
All right. Okay, each Palm restaurant is famous for its celebrity mural, also its steaks, I guess. Who is the only person removed from the wall of its West Hollywood branch at the height of their fame?
At the height of their fame?
Yeah.
I was thinking O.J. Simpson.
Yes. Dang it.
Didn't he eat there before?
I don't know if he ate there, but he was on the
murder or something.
Well, yeah, he was on the wall because he was,
that he was supposedly
a movie star.
What? Didn't do.
Yeah. Oh, God. My best questions you're shooting down.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Leah?
Okay. In an article called Campaigning with Grant, General Horace Porter said the general, quote, often made his entire meal upon a sliced blank and a cup of coffee. What?
Sliced. Is it a very usual item?
No, it's fairly usual.
So we would all be familiar with it and maybe eaten it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sliced peach.
No.
He's a rough and ready guy. Let's see. Sliced something. Sliced. What? Sliced salami.
No.
Sliced.
Is it something you cook?
Not necessarily.
Okay. I guess it would, yeah, it wouldn't necessarily be because he's out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Would we know it as an entree today?
You'd know it as part of a meal.
Part of a meal.
Oh, okay.
Orange, sliced orange.
No.
Read it once more for you, please say it.
In an article called Campaigning with Grant, General Horace Porter said the general often made his entire meal upon a sliced blank and a cup of coffee.
All right.
Bagel.
Okay. I'll do a question and we'll take a call here. All right. Jody Ernst, who you may have read in the news, just got elected to the Senate from Iowa last week. And she was the first woman ever elected to the House, the Senate, or governorship from Iowa, strangely enough. There is still one state left that has never elected a woman to the Congress, the House of Representatives, the Senate, or a governorship. What is that state?
Oklahoma.
No. No. Actually, I think there's a woman governor of Oklahoma right now. Or there was, anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah, Mary Fallon. Yeah. Yeah, she's the governor.
Wasn't Michelle Bachmann from Iowa?
No, she's from Minnesota. She may be. She was from
she
Iowa.
Was
she was born
Iowa,
from Iowa, but she.
Because I remember she started her campaign thing from Iowa.
So there is one state in the U.S. That left that has never elected a woman to the Congress, the Senate, or the governorship.
Alabama.
No. Leah, I guess.
No.
Okay.
Utah.
No.
Huh.
All right. Second question. There's a particular name for tooth decay in there's a high prevalence of tooth decay in the Appalachian regions of the United States. There's a particular name for this tooth decay. What is it called? It is named after a product.
Coal carry.
No. Yeah, you got the right idea. But no, not that. So there's
named after a product.
It is named after a product, yeah. There is a high prevalence of tooth decay in the Appalachian region of the United States.
A product that that leads to the decay?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Cochitis.
No.
Tobacco chaw.
No, but you both have you got the right idea. So once more, there's a high prevalence of tooth decay in the Appalachian regions of the United States. There is a name for this amount of tooth decay in the particular region. It is named after a product. What is it? So I'm looking for a brand name, basically.
Moonshine.
Moon pie.
No. Anyway, all right. So there you go, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on the Minds of a Matter.
You're from Union City.
Hello.
I got a couple questions.
All right.
This is my first one. What do Betty Davis, Michael Rennie, Hugh O'Brien, and Walter Pidgeon all have in common?
Betty Davis, Hugh O'Brien, Walter Pidgeon, and
Michael Rennie.
Yeah.
Are they all in the
they
same?
A certain television series.
Are they all on a TV series?
They replaced the lead actor on one when he was recovering from dental surgery.
You mean they replaced a lead actor in four different television series?
Yeah, no. They replaced an actor in five episodes on one television series when he was recovering from surgery.
Oh, I know who it is. It's Perry Mason. It's Raymond Burr.
Yeah.
I remember Betty Davis. I didn't know the others, but I knew Betty Davis substitute.
Yeah, Mike Carson in one episode, too, although not when Burr was recovering from surgery.
Right.
Yeah. Here's my other question.
All right.
You know, there was a movie, there was an adaptation of Major Barbara, came out in 1941.
Right.
It's not worth for another reason. You know what it was?
Could you repeat that, Dana?
I didn't get this.
You know, the adaptation of Major Barbara,
right,
had Rex Harrison and Wendy Hiller,
right,
and Robert Borley. It was noteworthy for being what?
What?
For being what?
Well, it was noteworthy for another reason.
And so this adaptation of Major Barbara for the screen, which is 1941, which is a good movie.
It was behind the scenes.
Well, George Bernard Shaw, I think, did the screenplay.
No, that's not it.
Dana, could you give the actual question?
The actual question is what was unusual about this adaptation
about the filming.
Oh, about the filming. It was done during the war, and there was an attack, like a bomb or the Battle of Britain or something going on. On the set, and I think they bombed the set, or they bombed near the set.
It was filmed during the London Blitz.
Right, yeah, okay.
And Gabriel was the producer director, Gabriel Fasquelle. He had to shelter the cast and crew during the bombings.
Right, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I'm going to give you two people, and I'd like their significance in history.
Okay.
Paul Tibbetts.
Tibbetts?
Tibbetts, uh-huh.
Right, mm-hmm. And who's the other? Or do you want to give us both, or one at a time?
I'll give you one at a time.
Okay, Paul Tibbetts was the pilot of the Enola Gay.
Right, okay.
Very good.
And the next one
For those who didn't, I mean, the Enola Gay was the one that dropped the first atomic bomb, so. Yes.
The next one is Gabriel Princip.
How do you spell his last name?
P-R-I-N-C-I. P-E-P.
Oh, right. Gabrielo Princip. He was the one that shot the Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Beginning of World War I.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, what Northern state song was in fact a plea for the state to join the Confederacy?
Northern state song. When you say by northern state, is this really a northern state?
Well, I think of it as one, but maybe at the time it was considered
a border
state.
All right.
And to this day, it's the state song?
Yes, it is. It's well known.
Well, My Old Kentucky Home?
No.
Was it that far south?
I'm not saying.
Okay.
Maryland, My Maryland?
Yes. God, you're just doing me in. The phrase in it goes, "The despot's heel is on thy shore."
Well, I'm glad that was it because I couldn't think of any other border state.
I was going to guess the Pennsylvania polka.
Okay, well.
All right. Another question.
All right.
I won't say things.
Who are the only president and vice president with the same first name?
At the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
I won't say a thing because I'm not sure anyway.
I'm afraid to ask you anything.
It's got to be John something.
Or James or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. They're both well-known. The vice president's well-known.
The vice president is... Oh, you mean the vice president is well-known as the president is well-known. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. I don't know. Grover Cleveland and Grover Cleveland Alexander?
Yeah,
I don't know. Ask it once more, would you?
What? Who are the only president and vice president at the same time with the same first name?
Huh. That's a good question. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Hi, you're on.
Hi. My name is Bill Clark. I'm a San Francisco taxi driver.
Hi.
And I have a San Francisco street question.
Okay.
How many San Francisco streets were named after Union generals? And which ones are there? There's 23 of them, and there's two of them that are named after admirals.
Well, Grant, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the easy
one. I'll try for the admirals since fewer of those. Is there a Farragut?
Yakaga is one.
Okay. And is there a Dewey?
A what?
Dewey Boulevard.
Dewey Boulevard?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
No, that wouldn't be Civil War.
Civil War. I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah, Civil War.
I'm
Stewart
sorry.
Street?
No, that he wasn't a general.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. I'm sorry. So I'm trying to give another admiral for the Civil War. So Farragut and who?
General.
And a Union general. Hmm?
There's 23 Union generals.
Well, Grant, of course.
I said that.
Okay, yeah. And
General Spear?
is there a Burnside or a Meade?
No.
There's a Meade. Yeah, Meade.
Meade.
Where's Meade? Where is it?
I believe that's over there in the Bayview, around there.
Is there a McClellan?
Around off of 3rd Street, somewhere around there.
Is there a McClellan Street?
No. No, it is surprising. But he was a Democrat, and these are all, they're all Republicans.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Is there Sherman Street?
Yeah, there's Sherman.
Good, good.
Oh, that's the one I was trying to think of.
Sheridan?
Yes. And there's two streets named after the same person.
The same general, you mean?
Well, there's
same
a
general, different names.
Ralston?
No. Oh, these are not in the Presidio. None of these are in the Presidio.
Okay.
Because there are two Montgomery streets, too, in San Francisco, one in the Presidio and one in North Beach.
Yeah, they're named after different. They're not anything to do with Union.
So
generals.
We got Grant, Sherman, Sheridan, Meade, Leland?
No.
Oh gosh, and we have 19 left to go.
I've run through the three Union generals I know.
Huh. All right, let me think. Hooker?
No.
Let's see. And they're all Union generals.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's interesting because there's a street named Lee Street, but that's not named after Robert E. Lee. That's named after his son, Custis Lee.
Oh. Interesting. Mm. Okay, so I think what we'll do is we'll leave it out and we'll let people guess at it.
Okay.
And so we'll leave it up to you. We can put you. You want to stay on the line and give the rest of the names?
Well,
that's a lot
of names.
Can I
just give you the rest of the names because I'm driving right now?
Yes.
Right. No. Stay on the line and then Debbie or Steve will take down the rest of the names for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate you calling. Bye bye.
Oh, sure. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And Leah, it's your turn.
What was the first vegetable to be canned commercially?
Vegetable.
Corn.
No.
Corn kernels.
Yeah,
niblets.
Canned commercially. Well, it has to be pretty common. Carrots.
Carrots.
Oh.
And how many carrots are consumed by an average person in a lifetime?
That's a Jerry 10% question.
10%.
Yeah. If it's me, about 4.
I like carrots. Let's see. How many carrots? Full-size carrots.
Yeah.
I don't think many. It's not one of the big vegetables, I don't think.
Mm, that's a pretty big vegetable. All right. In a lifetime. In a lifetime. I'll say 2,500.
No.
No, not that many. I'll say...
Really? In a lifetime?
I'll say... I'll say 75.
No.
we see what kind of vegetable consumption you have.
I like vegetables. I just don't like carrots.
You don't like
much.
Carrots? All right.
Well, if they're glazed and buttered, yeah.
If she'd asked Brussels sprouts, I would have said one, but...
I like Brussels sprouts.
Or lima beans.
I love them.
Really?
Both of those.
Okay. You can have mine. I'll push him under my food and give him to you later. All right. Okay. Ask the question once more, would you, Leah?
How many carrots are consumed by the average person in a lifetime?
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle. Columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or to call toll-free, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
I said, I'll take a stab at Dana's question about the state that has never elected a woman to Congress, Senate, or gubernatorial.
Right.
Would that be Alaska?
It would not be Alaska. Remember, I had Sarah Palin, who was governor there.
Yeah.
Oh no, I meant to say Hawaii.
No. They had a couple of women senators, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Patsy Mink.
Yeah, Patsy Mink, right. I'm sorry. Oh, is that it? Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno calling.
Hi, Lynn.
And I have a couple of guesses for tooth decay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Pepsi or Coca-Cola?
Well, you're on the right track, but it's neither one of those.
Is it some kind of chewing gum?
It is not chewing gum.
Oh, those are my only two guesses.
All right. Well, thank you, though.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Lynn. Okay, I have a list of official state desserts. So these are desserts that have been designated by individual states as their official state dessert. So I'm going to give you the 9 desserts, and I want you to tell me the states that they have been officially... Jerry's all over this, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Official designation as the state dessert. Okay, so let me go through the whole list. Number 1, key lime pie. Number 2, sugar cream pie. Number 3, whoopie pie. Number 4, Smith Island cake. Number 5, the ice cream cone. Number 6, Kuchen. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's K-U-C-K-E-N, Kuchen. Number 4, Kringle.
You were up to 6 before.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I? Okay.
Yeah.
Number 7, Kringle.
What is Kringle?
Kringle's, I saw a picture of it. I haven't had it, but it looks like a really big donut with frosting on it.
Okay.
It's some Eastern European thing, or Middle European.
Okay.
Sounds Scandinavian.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Number 8, chocolate chip cookie. And number 9, coconut muffin. So these are official state desserts. Tell me the state. There are no repeats here. They're all, you know, only one to a state. Number 1, key lime pie. Number 2, sugar cream pie. Number 3, whoopie pie. Number 4, Smith Island cake. Number 5, ice cream cone. Number 6, Kuchen. Number 4, Kringle. Number 8, chocolate chip cookie. Number 9, coconut muffin. Okay, I'll give you each 2 guesses.
Well, key lime pie has to be Florida.
It is Florida.
Yeah.
There you go.
We get 2?
Yeah, I'll give you another guess.
Is Kuchen Pennsylvania?
It is not. Leah?
The second one, I'm guessing on any of these, Louisiana?
For sugar cream pie?
Yeah.
No, not Louisiana.
Oh, I'm not. I really don't know. Florida was the one I knew.
Okay. All right. So we're still looking for sugar cream pie, whoopie pie, Smith Island cake, ice cream cone, Kuchen, Kringle, chocolate chip cookie, and coconut muffin.
Well, if I was guessing, I was thinking chocolate chip cookie would probably have something to do with Toll House, which is a real place in, I think, New England somewhere. But anyway, that's, I'm just throwing it out.
Your logic is not bad.
To the audience to
all right. Pick
up on.
Okay. And again, the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, or call toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
This is Mark in Walton, Oregon.
Hi, Mark.
I have a guess for the state with no female congressman.
Right.
Or congresswoman. Is it Vermont?
It is not Vermont. I'm not saying right this second, for instance. No, so what I'm saying is this state
has never
elected a woman to...
I thought that's true.
Well, Vermont would have been more progressive, yeah.
Is the Tooth Decay Mountain Dew Mouth?
It is indeed. Mountain Dew. It's called, Mountain Dew Mouth. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to be Meth Mouth. But, anyway, is the Smith Island Cake from Maryland?
It is from Maryland. Very good.
Are you from Maryland?
No, Virginia.
Okay.
That's close enough.
All right. Well, I think that's what I got.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
The ice cream cone, now that's an interesting one. Because
there's a very logical reason for it to be the state's
When I'm allowed another guess, I'll try that.
All right. Yeah, Smith Island cake is from Maryland and key lime pie is from Florida. And next call. Excuse me. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda from El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. A couple of guesses. How about the coconut muffin? Would that be Hawaii?
It would be Hawaii.
Okay.
Very
that
good.
Wasn't too hard. Then I'll go to carrots and see if I can do anything with that.
All right.
How about 300 carrots?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No. Thank you.
Interesting spread that you've got between 75 and 25,000.
2,500 or whatever it was.
2,500. It has to be somewhere in there. Okay. Well, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've got the holiday season galloping toward us and with all of that entails. So one of the rituals, of course, is sending Christmas cards,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be a lot of grousing probably because the postal rates have gone up. But I've come across a survey of 65 countries in the world, and this was on BBC online. And I'd like you to tell me what five countries have the highest postal rates for first-class postage.
Well, I know the United States is pretty low comparatively.
Yeah, it's not one of the top.
So
that's a negative correct answer.
Right. You mean what it would cost to send something from that place?
Yeah, I don't have the amounts, but
just
I have a ranking.
Just a stamp, basically, like
right.
the equivalent of a stamp in the
right.
U.S.
The five highest postal. Oh.
Sweden.
Sweden is not one of them.
Hmm. How about, okay. Are these industrialized countries? Can you tell us that?
They didn't actually give the whole list. They gave the top 10.
Oh, I see.
And incidentally, Sweden was number 10, I see.
Okay.
But I don't know what the rest of the countries were. Some of them, I think not all of them are industrialized, actually.
How about France or England?
No. Neither one.
Monaco.
the postage stamp principality? No.
Yeah, right, yes.
How about Vatican City?
No, that's not one of them. I think more, a little bit more mainstream than that. It isn't a gimmicky answer.
Okay. Denmark or Germany?
Okay, yeah, Denmark is number two.
Okay.
So you have four more.
Are there any others in Europe?
Yes. Two others are in Europe.
Well, I know everything's expensive in Norway. How about Norway?
Okay, very good. Yes, that's number one.
All right. And Leah already guessed Sweden, didn't she?
Yeah, that's number 10.
Was number 10, okay.
Right.
So you've got two, we need three more?
Well, three more altogether, yes. One more European country.
How about the Netherlands?
No.
But we're just throwing our countries.
Yeah, we're just throwing our countries.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you didn't mention Switzerland, I don't think.
Oh, right, Switzerland.
Okay. And two of them are in the Western Hemisphere, if you'd like to try that.
Okay, let's see. Well, and obviously not the United States.
Canada?
No, it's not Canada.
Canada's probably about the same as ours.
Yeah. Argentina?
No.
Chile?
No.
All right.
You better tell us.
We're just guessing now.
Guessing
well,
countries.
Peru is number four, and this is kind of an offbeat one. Jamaica. Apparently it's very, very expensive to use mail, and people will go resort to all kinds of alternatives, even driving to deliver things rather than send a letter.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And we're about halfway through, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry?
Okay, who are the only president and vice president to serve simultaneously with the same first name?
Same first name. Okay. Liam?
How many carrots are consumed by the average person in a lifetime?
What is the only U.S. state, the only one left, to never have elected a woman to the House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, or the governorship in that state? So, and
is this surprising to you?
Marginally. and I gave you, I gave you a list of official state desserts, the ones we have left on the list. So what I want you to do is identify the state that designated this particular type of dessert, their official state dessert. The ones we have left are sugar cream pie, whoopie pie, the ice cream cone, kuchen, Kringle, chocolate chip cookie. So what states are those? And yeah, that's it. Okay. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Gene in New York.
Hi.
So I don't have a lot of answers for you. I'm going to try 1,000 carrots maybe in your life.
No.
Okay. And was James Madison and James Monroe, was one of them James Monroe was vice president or no?
I don't know. I think
he was the Secretary of State, not the vice president.
That's not my answer, no.
Right.
Good guess.
So for my question, I'm going to give you some space missions, and you tell me where they went.
Some what?
Space missions.
Space missions. And right. Like unmanned missions, and you tell me where they went.
All right.
So Mariner 2 in 1962.
1962?
Yeah, amazingly enough, yeah.
62. Wasn't that too early to go to the moon?
No, they, further than that.
Further than that?
Mars.
Yeah. Venus.
Venus, okay.
So, the next one was Mariner 4 to go to Mars in 1964. Uh-huh. It was a flyby, it didn't land.
Okay.
And then Voyager 1, which planet did it go to?
Voyager 1. It went, is it Jupiter?
Yes, and one more.
You mean it went to another planet? You mean on a flyby it went to another planet?
Yeah, yeah, obviously it didn't land on Jupiter.
How about Saturn, then?
Yeah, and then Voyager 2 also, in addition to those two, went to Uranus and Neptune.
Okay, all right.
And, well, this one's kind of easy to guess, but the Luna 9 mission from the Soviet Union.
The moon, of course.
Yeah, 1966. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, but it was in 1966, the first lunar landing, actually.
Oh.
Obviously, it had no people in it, but okay. So, what about Viking 1 and 2?
Viking. Okay. Well, was that Mars?
Yes, the first landing on Mars, and I guess the second landing on Mars.
All right.
What about the Cassini mission?
Oh.
Oh.
1997.
That. That wasn't, no, that wasn't like Pluto or Neptune, was it?
No. The only one that went to Neptune was Voyager 2.
Okay. No, I don't know. We don't know.
So the Cassini mission went to Saturn and to study its rings.
Okay. One more if you have it.
Okay. Mangalayan.
Oh, that's not an American mission, I take it.
No, it's not. It's from India.
India. Oh, was this the one that just landed on
yes, it was. It didn't land. It just went into the orbit of Mars, and it was
okay. Right, I read about that.
Famously, cost less.
Cheap. Than, yeah. All right.
Yeah, than a Hollywood movie. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And let's see, whose turn is it? Jerry, is it your turn?
Okay. Ohshani Cash's only top 10 hit. One guess each.
A Boy Named Sue.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, I'm running out. Okay. What ecological fact do these cities share? Bangkok, Galveston, and Manila.
Ecological fact.
That the forecast is for them to be under swamped?
Yes.
Ooh,
within the next century, yeah.
Good.
How'd you guess that?
I just thought about
where
they are.
They're all right on the water.
Okay. I'm going to go home.
All right. Leah?
Okay. What vegetable is called a swede in England and a neep in Scotland?
A swede. I read that. So what's swede?
How do you spell neep?
N-E-E-P.
A swede.
And swede is like swede?
S-W-E-D-E.
Is it like a rutabaga or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep.
You're hot tonight, yeah. Danny. You're really hot.
And what vegetable is toxic to dogs and cats?
Well, since I have a dog and a cat now, let's see. Is it tomato?
No.
What vegetable?
Not tomato.
Vegetable. Brussels sprout.
No.
That's only toxic to me.
Cauliflower.
No.
Ask the question once more. Would you
what vegetable is toxic to dogs and cats?
Avocado.
No.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So, Professor David Epstein, or Epstein, depends how you pronounce it, was charged with a crime. He's facing 4 years of prison term. Columbia, by the way, he's Columbia University professor. Do you know what crime he was charged with?
This is currently.
Current.
What's his name again?
David Epstein. Epstein.
All right. Charged with a crime. And this is is this something that's happening overseas?
No, local. Very local. Very close, actually.
Very close.
Very close. Family crime.
Well, family crime. Oh, is this is like a mercy killing or something?
No.
Not a mercy killing.
Child abuse?
Well, 30-year-old woman is not a child.
Wife beating?
No.
No, we don't know.
Consensual sex with his 30-year-old daughter.
Oh,
wow.
I think that's stupid. I think that's really stupid. Consensual sex should be okay. If it's good for gay, it's good for everybody else. Anyway, all right, let's calm. All right. What is the third cause of death in the United States? She's an adult daughter. She's a professional woman. I mean, she's not a young kid. Anyway, okay, so let's go to the next one.
All right. Well, that's all quite a matter of opinion, and I'm sure a lot of people disagree with you on that.
I know. What is the third cause of death in the United States?
The third cause of
disease and cancer.
Third?
The third.
After, and what are the first two?
Heart and cancer.
Heart disease, number one. Cancer, number two.
Number two, okay.
This is really interesting. So people should be aware of it. I'll give you the answer very quickly because I'd like to give you a third question for your audience. The answer is medical mistakes. Medical mistakes. Doctors, hospitals, everybody else. Third of the death, and I said I've been making mistakes. People leaving feathers in people's bodies.
Staph infection, yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. All right, what's your question for the audience, Ed?
Yeah, my third question for the audience.
Yes.
You know, any of us watch National Geographic, you always, whenever a lion takes over a bite, the first thing he does is kill all of the little infants. That's called infanticide. But primates were the first one to invent this behavior, including humans. And that behavior saves the infants. You know what that behavior is?
Well, you want to leave it out for the audience, don't you?
Let me give you the answer. It's really interesting. The females sleep around. They sleep with other males.
Mm.
They keep the infants safe. And it goes for humans. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Well, the doctor could make something out of all that, I'm sure. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay. I've been waiting to say whoopie pies are in Pennsylvania, I believe.
I wish it was true, but it's not.
Dang. Okay. Well, that's all I had.
Well, thank you, though.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. If you'd like to give us a call, we have a line open, a line or two. And the number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Okay, I guess it's my turn here. All right. The typical American reads 5 books a year. Of those who read a book a week, the group of people who read a book a week, what is the type of book that they read?
Self-help.
No, that's a good guess, but no.
You mean fiction or nonfiction? Or?
No, more general, more specific than that.
You mean like a genre?
Right.
A romance?
Well, mystery.
Yes, romance novel.
Oh, okay.
Right. So among the people who read a book a week, that is a romance novel. Okay, fine. Let's see. According to a poll done by Parents Magazine, what is the favorite children's book character for children under 7? Who do they vote as their favorite children's book character?
Max in Where the Wild
That's
Things.
A good, yeah, that's a very good guess. But no, not Max.
The Pokey Little Puppy. Remember that? I don't know if they're still reading it.
Yeah. I had quite a good time reading 3 Maisie books to my grandchildren
Maisie.
Today.
Oh.
Maisie the Rat.
Oh, okay. All right. But no, not those. So according to a poll done by Parents Magazine, what is the favorite children's book character for kids under 7?
Waldo.
No, not Waldo. Okay. All right. Leave it out, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Hi, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
So I also thought Whoopie Pies were from Pennsylvania. So since I know that's not true now, I will move it over a little and guess Delaware.
No.
All right. I am going to guess that U.S. Grant enjoyed sliced onion with his coffee.
No.
Ooh, I like that, though.
That's a good guess, yeah.
And I'm going to guess that the current fave kids character for kids under 7 is Captain Underpants.
No.
All right. Well, I got a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
When Vikings from Norway first discovered and settled in Iceland, they found a handful of people already living there from another European country. What country?
Okay. From another European country.
And they landed where?
In Iceland.
Oh.
Would these people have gone there because they were chased away from their country for, you know, in war or conquest or whatever?
No, they were there seeking solitude.
Solitude. Solitude. Solitude. Okay. In a religious sense?
Yes. They were hermits seeking solitude.
Russia?
No, not Russia.
Yeah. That's good.
But they were hermit monks.
Oh. Hermit monks. How about, How about either Ireland or Scotland?
It is Ireland.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's it from me.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, Amy. So the question about dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm. Onion? Excuse me?
Was it onion?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Onion.
Okay.
Good.
And then I have children's favorite character. It's Winnie the Pooh.
Not Winnie the Pooh.
Damn. Can I say that? Sorry.
That's all right.
Carrots consumed, is that 500?
No.
Mm-mm. All right. Okay, partner says 3,000.
No.
Jerry's shaking his head.
I'd be way under that. I think it's under 100 myself.
In a lifetime?
Well, if you count miniature carrots, I guess that's
yeah.
Question that came to mind was like every bowl of soup that you have has had carrots in it.
Very good point.
Yes,
yeah.
Very good point.
And coleslaw, yeah.
Even Jerry, I think, eats soup with carrots in it.
Yeah. I eat a lot of soup.
General Grant, was that tomatoes?
No.
Okay, and now we answered three of the desserts came up with the state of Pennsylvania for us, like when we were writing it down. So between whoopie pie, Kringles, and chocolate chip cookies.
Now, remember, it's not where they were invented. It's the official. It's the state that made them the official state dessert.
Okay, right, yeah, and maybe they started there too.
Right, so. Right.
Whoopie pie.
What about whoopie pie? What state would that?
I'm sorry. Was that in Pennsylvania?
It was not in Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, thank you. I think that's all I have.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay. What were the Puritans referring to as the meeting seed? The meeting, M-E-E-T-I-N-G.
Seed?
Because they used to chew it during meetings.
Oh.
Oh, chew it during meetings.
Sunflower seed.
No.
Pumpkin.
No.
Poppy seeds.
No.
I'm all out of seeds.
Marijuana seeds.
No.
They're kind of like ball players, right?
Chew it.
They eat the sunflower seeds.
Chew it. Are these edible? These are edible seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Not sunflower, not poppy.
Well, yeah, they're chewing them, so
yeah,
I think that.
Right. And you eat them. Okay. Are they seeds from that grow something that you eat?
They could.
Pomegranate seeds.
No.
We don't know. Okay. Leave that out. Ask the question once more, please.
What did the Puritans refer to as the meeting seed because they used to chew it during meetings?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I think that's me, right?
It is you.
Okay, Carl from Botero. I'm only going to guess at the state question. The only state hasn't elected a woman because all of those others are just too darn complicated. Rhode Island or Delaware, maybe a small state?
No, Rhode Island just elected a woman governor. I know that, and their first one. And not Delaware, no.
Or Mississippi or Alabama.
You got it, Mississippi.
Oh, should have known.
Very good.
It is in Utah, it's always in Mississippi. On those state questions. I got a question for you, because talking about presidents, how many presidents have changed their name before didn't have the same name that they ran on before?
You mean change their names from what they were born with, or?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Gerald Ford did.
Yeah, that's the last name changed. And Bill, what was the other one that changed his last name?
Last name.
I'll give you a hint. He's real recent.
Clinton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bill Clinton was actually
Blythe.
Clinton, yeah.
Blythe. Yeah. Yeah.
The only two that changed their last name. Then there's how many? Okay, but there's five more presidents that have changed another part of their name.
Well, I know. Woodrow Wilson's first name is Thomas.
Okay, it's all first names.
And Ulysses Grant, I think that would that was changed.
There's
okay.
Three more.
You mean Ulysses Grant? That was not his real name.
No, it was something else. I don't remember what it was.
Thomas Woodrow Wilson.
Right. Oh, I don't remember what
it's Homer or Horace Ulysses Grant.
Right. Okay.
He wanted to be U.S. Grant. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
One more in the 20th century and two in the 19th. One was a general. I'll give you a hint. A recent general, post World War II. Or World War II. I can't give it away more than
Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah, David Dwight Eisenhower.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
And then two are back in the 19th century.
So just their first name, then, huh?
Just drop their first names.
Gosh, let's see. Is Grover Cleveland? No.
Grover Cleveland. I forgot. I didn't even catch what his first name was.
I don't remember.
I didn't hear it either.
All right, you better.
And then one more in the 20th. Excuse me, not 19th century. One more in the 20th century as a CC for his initials. How's that?
Oh, what were the initials?
CC? Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah, John Calvin
Coolidge. Oh, all right. That's good.
Just think of the Calvins as Johns.
All right. Is that all of them now?
Yes, all seven of them. There were two that dropped their last and five the first.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
I'd ask you what all the religions, the five top religions are, but you probably know all five of them.
Say that for another show.
Christianity, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, and Sikh.
Mm.
That's too easy.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And, okay, let's see. What's the city in the world with the most vegan restaurants? It's a capital city, a major city. It's the city in the world that has the most vegan restaurants.
In the world.
In the world.
Calcutta.
That's a guess. No, not Calcutta. There are 52 vegan restaurants in this city.
Oh, I bet there are a lot more in any big Indian city.
Oh, well, I don't know. This is according to PETA, so, I mean, that's probably reasonably authoritative. What is the... What world city has the most vegan restaurants?
No idea.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, I can't believe that. Hey, the generals, the streets named after generals?
Right.
Pope?
Oh, there is a Pope Street in San Francisco.
Polk, I think he said.
Polk.
Polk.
Oh, Polk? No.
No, Larkin?
Polk? Oh, okay.
No. Is that one of them?
Pope with a P, yeah. I remember there was a general named Pope. Okay.
Polk, he said.
Polk. Oh, but P-O-L-K. Not Polk. But Polk wasn't a general.
Oh, okay. Larkin?
No.
No, Hyde? Well, you know, the reason I'm saying this, because, you know, it's like in the Potrero. You know, they have all those names, Texas.
Oh, right, all the states' names, right.
Yeah, but they're not named after states.
What are they named after?
Well, okay, that's my question. What are they named after?
Oh, so if they're not named after states, but they have the names of states, or the same names as states, what are they named after?
Yeah.
Oh, Leah? No?
I thought they were states.
Yeah, nope. Me too.
I don't get the question.
Well, all the states around the Potrero Hill area, like Missouri and blah, 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 blah. But he says they're not actually named after states. They're named after something else.
What?
Is it any, like, settlers that came from those various states?
Nope. Chickens. Rhode Island Reds.
No, not at all.
Okay.
They're named after battleships. They're commissioned.
Okay. Well, that
very good.
Sense.
Very good.
All right. That's good.
Got to get a bell?
That's a good bell. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Bang. There you go.
What about Scott?
Oh, yeah. Ridley Scott.
Oh, Scott. Scott Street. Yes. Yes. Winfield Scott. Very good.
Winfield Scott.
Right.
And is it Commodore Stockton?
Oh, that's not a general. Oh, there was an admiral.
No, admiral.
Right, right. But not, I don't think so. No.
Okay. He wasn't an admiral. He was a commodore. I'm
right.
Sorry. Okay. Mason?
No.
Okay, well, okay. Wrong side of town.
All right.
children's book?
Yes.
That bar?
No.
How about,
yes, yeah.
Okay, presidents, vice president, James Madison, James Polk?
No.
No.
Okay, I got one bell.
You did good.
You did.
And Grant, how about a slice of ham?
No.
Okay. I'm
thank
done.
You.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Terry in San Francisco.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I think the snow cone probably is the state dessert of Missouri, isn't it?
You mean ice cream cone?
Oh, yeah, ice cream. Yeah, yeah.
You're right. And why is that?
Because it was invented at the exposition in St. Louis.
That's right. The St. Louis World's Fair.
Very good.
Excellent. Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
I was going to say New Jersey because of the boardwalk.
No, they invented the ice cream cone there. And next call.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Nick in San Francisco.
Hi, Nick.
Is the Whoopie Pie from Maine?
It is from Maine. Very good. Very good.
Thank you. And as far as carrots eaten, is it about 3,500 in a lifetime?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, that's too bad. They're so good for you. And vegan restaurants in New Delhi?
No. According to PETA, no, not anyway.
And no women in elected
to office is Wyoming?
No, it's somebody got it just before you. It's Mississippi.
Ah, okay. I thought there was another one. Thanks anyway.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Lorraine in Mill Valley.
Hi, Lorraine.
I wanted to guess the poisonous vegetable for dogs is onion.
Yes, you're right. Somebody else guessed that before, but that's correct.
Okay. That's all right.
My guess for the Kukan?
Yes.
Is Minnesota.
You're very close. You want to go west a little bit?
Wisconsin?
No, keep going west.
Michigan.
No, west.
North Dakota.
South.
South Dakota.
There you go.
Go south.
There you go.
Okay, so for the Kringle, I'm going to say Minnesota.
No, let's see. Is it west or east? You're very close to it, though.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, Kukan is South Dakota. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Hi. You better turn down your radio, please.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry.
That's right.
So I'm going to guess the Kringle, Wisconsin.
Yes, it is Wisconsin. Very good.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah.
And I was really excited to guess the Whoopie Pie answer, but somebody just did that.
Oh, that's all right.
So, I just remember the debate in the Maine state legislature when I lived there over whether it should be apple pie or Whoopie Pie.
All right. Well, so did they claim that Whoopie Pie was invented in Maine or something?
I don't remember the invention claim, but they just wanted to claim both apple pie and Whoopie Pie.
Okay.
What is Whoopie Pie? Chocolate cream?
It's two pieces of chocolate cake with some cream in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of spongy cream, sort of marshmallowy cream.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Rubbery is the word I'm looking
for. Yeah. I'd also like to guess the kid's book.
Yes.
Is it Arthur?
It is not Arthur.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I assume it's my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay, let's see. The state streets in San Francisco were named after battleships.
Right, yes.
Okay, and Fort Winfield Scott's the actual name of the Presidio. We have a Winfield Street, we have a Scott Street. Does that cover the other question?
Yes, very good.
Okay, and the third one I had was the carrots, 200.
No.
No. Okay, well, 203 ain't bad.
No.
Good
job. Thank you. And one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that for Kathy?
It is. Well, it's for you, whoever you are.
Okay, great. Kathy, I'm in Oakland, California.
Hi, Kathy.
And are you talking about sliced bread?
No. Were we? No.
General Grant?
Oh, General Grant. Oh, yes.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Uh-uh. Okay. Just hang on a little bit longer and you'll hear the answer.
Yeah, like 30 seconds.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, time to clean up here. Jerry, what do you have?
Can I make one more guess at the chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think, as I say, I was going back to the Toll House, which I think is Vermont.
No, it's Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah, you were on the right track.
I was on the right. Okay.
All right. What do you got?
Well, the only president and vice president with the same first name were John Quincy Adams and John C. Calhoun. Mm-hmm. You should have got that, Daniel.
I should have.
And I think that's all.
All right, Leah.
Okay. What Grant often made a whole meal upon a sliced cucumber and a cup of coffee.
Oh.
The General Grant diet plan. The average person consumes 10,866 carrots.
Well, when you take in soup and different meals.
In 80 years or so.
How do they ever decide to term that anyway?
Okay.
And Puritans called fennel the meeting seed because it sweetens your breath and people would.
Oh, that's a good point. According to a poll done by Parents Magazine, the favorite book character for children under 7 is the Cat in the Hat. Sugar cream pies from Indiana, chocolate chip cookie, Massachusetts. The city with the most vegan restaurants is Tokyo, Japan. If we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you ain't wrong, you're right.